Full Service Radio is supported by Compass, the future of real estate in the Metro DC area and beyond. Discover more at compass.com.
You're tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome to Beer Me on Full Service Radio, broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Sarah Jane. I live, work, and love beer here in D.C. During my time in culinary school, I gained an appreciation for good beer and continued my studies in beer in grad school at NYU. Since then, I've been a beer director, beer bar general manager, and I get to continue to explore the beer world with all of you wonderful listeners. Every week, I will have a different guest from different facets of the beer world, from brewers, importers, bartenders, educators, helping us explore this fascinating and dynamic world. Whether you're new to beer or a seasoned professional, we will have something for you. So today, I'm joined with a record number of four people here in the studio, and the reason why is because next week is DC Beer Week, a great celebration of beer in our nation's capital. So I am joined with by Bill DeBon, a returning guest, editor of DC Beer, and unable to make up another creative title.
That's what it actually says on my business cards. Unable to make up a creative title at dcbeer.com.
Mari Rodella, she is the Chief Community and Culture Officer and the President of the DC Brewers Guild.
Good thing you wrote it down.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's long.
It's Monday, and, you know, that one's a real title that she didn't make up. Paul Dean, he is the Executive Director of the DC Brewers Guild. And then we have Daniel Villarubi. He is the Head Brewer of Atlas Brewworks. Thank you all for coming in on Monday morning.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for having us back.
All right, so we're kicking off DC Beer Week next week. The whole point for you all to come in is to talk about DC Beer Week, what it means, and different events that are going to be really exciting for everybody and events that everybody in this area should be attending. So do you want to kick off and explain kind of what it is to our listeners?
Sure, happy to do that. Thanks for having us as well. It's great to be here, and we're very excited about an awesome lineup of events that we have scheduled for Beer Week, which runs from August 19th through August 26th. It's a sponsor-driven event, so different breweries, bars, restaurants pay a sponsorship fee to be listed as an official DC Beer Week event. Mm-hmm. Currently, we have over 30 events on the listings, and hoping that we'll get a few more throughout the week. It's going to be kicked off on August 19th with our first Lagerfest, first annual inaugural Lagerfest in Washington, D.C. It's going to be at City Winery, which is a great new venue in Washington, in Ivy City. It's a big sort of urban warehouse winery, and we have the third and fourth floors, and there's going to be over 25 breweries, really from across the country. They're going to come and pour their finest lagers or sort of related summer-type beers. There's going to be food available. There's a great band that we have lined up to play. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite and search Lagerfest in D.C. at the City Winery, it'll come up, and tickets for that are $40 each. So we're very excited about that. And then we have spotlight events throughout the week at places like D.C. Brow and Atlas. And there's an educational event series that's going to be hosted by the Hyrick House. Mm-hmm. And they are curating events throughout the week that will really focus on beer culture, the art of brewing, so to speak. That's one of the featured events that's going to be at the Hyrick House Museum in DuPont Circle, where they're going to have really five of the top beer label artists. And they have a nice exhibit there of the different artwork for the different beer cans and beer labels that they've done in the recent past. And they're going to have a panel discussion there. So we've got all kinds of great sort of things lined up from Brewers on the Block at the end of the week at Union Market, which is another beer type festival that will be featuring a lot of different breweries. Then we just have, I don't know, Mar, if you want to plug your DC Brow event there, that's a couple of the great ones that you have going.
Yeah, the nice thing is that everyone who's participating is a part of the beer community in DC. And so, you know, DC Brow is a spotlight sponsor for an event on Wednesday. We're partnering with Jameson because we're one of the 17 cask make partners throughout the country. So we're partnering with them for an event on Wednesday at the Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yeah. At the Eleanor. And it's basically a games competition. So we're partnering with Jameson and the Eleanor to compete and see who can win this like beer games. And then we also have, you know, events throughout the week, just really, mm-hmm. you know, trying to provide an opportunity to, you know, local people to get an example of like the fun beers that are coming out and great mm-hmm. community around the beer community in DC.
So this is the 10th year for DC Beer Week. And, you know, Bill, you've seen many a beer week. Why is it important?
Why is Beer Week important? Well, I think in some ways it's a time capsule of how our beer scene has developed. And if you look at this year's events, you can really see that there's a critical mass of events that are being developed by homegrown breweries and bars that have been staples of our beer scene for years. Mm-hmm. It seems like the lineup this year is really going with kind of an all-killer, no-filler kind of mindset, not to drop a Sum 41 reference on you on a Monday. But, you know, it used to be that there were a lot of events during Beer Week where it was like three flagship beers and a pint glass giveaway, and that was an event. Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing really thoughtful events like the super fun party time with Port City and Cotton and Reed, right? Where mm-hmm. you have a local brewery that is branching out and connecting with someone else. And I think that is a really, really exemplifies kind of where the scene has gone, right? Where it's very collaborative and there's so much good stuff here locally that these breweries and other venues can connect with each other.
And then I feel like, you know, with the Lagerfest, you're having breweries from outside come in. I feel like that's also a celebration of the fact that in D.C. we have the opportunity to, we have access to a lot of beers that, you know, otherwise in another, you know, in an actual state, it wouldn't work out.
That's right. It's great to get a great collaboration with people that pour beer and make quality beer. Mm-hmm. from around the country. They are all independent craft brewers. We're proud to be sponsored by the Brewers Association, who are providing the excellent tasting glasses and glassware and things like that. And mm-hmm. Really what I like about it is it's a good example of the relationships that the brewing community has, not only within the District of Columbia, but really nationwide. It's really a tight community. And we, you know, went out to the members of the Brewers Guild and ask them to send out the invitations to brewers that they know and they trust across the country and say, hey, you know, we want to feature some of your beer, whether it's from Colorado or Maine or you know, destinations in between at our fest. And we're fortunate to have that participation. So folks can really get a chance to try beers from not only here locally, but from points further away.
And I think it's really nice to preserve that aspect of the beer scene, too, because the D.C. gray laws, and you could probably have a whole episode on that.
And we've touched on it a little bit, yeah.
Are also a really important part of the beer scene, right? And so to see, you know, bringing in, like, Maine Beer Company, which does distribute to D.C., but they're bringing in some one-offs, right, which the D.C. regulations make quite easy to do. To have, you know, the Sovereign doing a tap takeover and brewer meet and greet with Funkworks, you know, having the homegrown breweries is phenomenal, and like I just got finished saying, is a big part of where Beer Week has gone. But it's nice to keep that part of the really great distribution that DC also enjoys.
Yeah. And that was really the intention of that event. Like the Brewers Guild in D.C. has really wanted to do an invitational. Mm-hmm. And so that's essentially what the Lagerfest is. It's an invitational. It's an opportunity for all of us to reach out to our friends throughout the country and really kind of bring in some really exciting things. And, you know, honestly, with lagers right now, it's nice to have the, you know, the status quo, like really solid German-style pilsners. But then we've got some folks bringing things in from, you know, all over the country that's also exciting as well. So, you know, it's the beginning of something that we'd like to continue doing, possibly every beer week. But, you know, it's exciting for us to be able to kind of start creating more of an homage and a nod to the fact that DC is essentially, you know, this amazing space where so many breweries can come in.
Yeah. Now, every year there is a beer that is brewed, the Solidarity Brew. And Daniel, I want you to speak a little bit to that for our listeners.
So, in the past, I think pretty much every DC brewery has kind of gone through and brewed a batch. Each year we change it up. All the brewers get together, have a meeting at the start of summer, and talk about what they want to brew, what they think would be like representative of both DC beer scene as well as the brewery that is brewing it. This year we brewed the Solidarity Pilsner. It's the first time it's going in cans. Mm-hmm. And actually brought some into the studio today.
Yeah, the cans look great. Now we can crack open beers all you want, no
problem.
What
you're hearing right now is an official opening of a Solidarity brewery.
Nice. Now, how many breweries participated this year?
I didn't come with that number.
That's okay.
But I think it's about 12 to 15.
Yeah, I was about to say about a dozen. Mm-hmm. And even the materials, the cans are donated by TriPack. Andy Cede's side's production did the designs.
Nice.
Country Malt provided the malt. Jasper Yeast provided yeast. So it's not only a collaboration between the brewers, but the brewing community that come together and really make this a fun process. And we have a great event where we do a brewing and a canning, and everyone kind of comes together. And it's a great opportunity to provide networking opportunities amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. But also we're excited that a lot of these great beers are going to be coming to different events. Mm-hmm. And will be featured at different events around the city and throughout DC Beer Week. So keep an eye out for it. It's a neat can. It'll be offered on tap at a couple of different places as well. So it's a great, great tradition.
And the style of beer changes every year, right?
Yes, it does. So this year, obviously, it's a Pilsner. Mm-hmm. Last year, we did a Brett IPA. The year before, I believe, was a Hoppy Grisette.
Mm-hmm. And it changes.
The Recession IPA before that.
Yeah.
There's mm-hmm. What's that?
Yeah,
Saison for sure. Yeah, there was a couple of years where there was like a kitchen sink where everyone just kind of looked at what they, you know, what they wanted to contribute, and then the beer kind of Frankensteined up to something that usually was pretty tasty, actually.
Yeah.
Not to be replicable, but quite tasty.
Right. And speaking of replicable, one of the neat things about DC Beer, one of the featured events that we have is a home brewers contest, mm-hmm. where home brewers from around the region are going to come together and try to do the best they can to replicate the Solidarity Brew. That's what they're going to be judged on.
Oh, nice.
And that's sponsored by Liquid Integrity, and it's going to be at Right Proper, their Brooklyn production facility, on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun for folks to come down and try, see how the home brewers do take their hand at replicating the beer here. And they've been giving sort of some of the specifications and things like that. So that's going to be a neat event to look out for.
Yeah.
What's so exciting about that is that we're actually working with homebrew clubs from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So that's, mm-hmm. That's a great way to kind of pull the community together.
Yeah, make it more of the DMV area instead of just D.C. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Beer Me on Full Service Radio.
The song you're listening to over the break is Bring a Little Love by Kido. That's K-I-E-D-O. And if you're tuned in, you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Welcome back to Beer Me, recording live at the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. on Full Service Radio. I am joined in the studio today by Mario Rodella, Paul Dean, Bill DeBon, Daniel Villaruby, record number of guests in one radio show. We are all talking about D.C. Beer Week. It's coming up next week, kicking off August 19th at City Winery with their first annual Lagerfest from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are on sale via Eventbrite. Get those quickly. I would definitely recommend that. So we're talking a little bit about the homebrewer competition that's going to be happening a little bit later in the week at the Brooklyn facility for Right Proper. Basically, people, you know, having the opportunity to do their version of the Solidarity Brew this year, which is a Pilsner, which a true test of a decent brewer. What are some other events that you all are really excited about for this coming week?
There's plenty of events that I'm at. There's plenty of events that we're, I think we're all excited about. But some of the standards are always fun. The Total Tap Takeover at Cherokee. It's all 55 lines or DC beers. To, you know, I think we Bill mentioned something earlier about Funkworks doing an event at Sovereign. You know,
yeah, there's a record fair at Right Proper Brewing Company, same place at their Brooklyn facility where folks can come in and enjoy good beers while looking through records and trade and all that kind of stuff. One of the unique events this year that I'm excited to see how that goes is City Brewery Tours is doing a special tour on Saturday where you can purchase a ticket and they're going to actually leave right from where the brewer's on the block near that location. So you could go to the brewer's on the block and then you can get on the bus and do a tour. And they're featuring a barbecue tasting during their tours and going from place to place. So
That sounds dangerous, but delicious.
Yeah, exactly. So you can drink beers and do barbecues.
One of the most dangerous events of the week is actually on Tuesday. It's called Battle of the Barrel Aged, and it is at Meridian Pint. Boundary Stone. Right today. Sorry, guys. So Boundary Stone has been hosting this event for literally 5 years, and it is fantastic. But what it also is very high-octane beer. So all the breweries in town have been planning this since basically last year's event. So what you do is you come in, you buy you buy some tickets, you taste all the beers, and you get to vote. And each year the winner gets to choose the beer for the next year. So it is a very fun event on Tuesday night, and it is also one of our spotlight events. And again, sorry, Boundary Stone.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these events, I like it. They feature some friendly competition between whether it's playing games or really pitting the local brewers against each other in some way or another. They're doing Roofers Union is doing a DC Beer Royale, which is a similar type competition.
To kick the keg.
To kick the keg.
It's a lot of fun.
So with all these events and everything, you know, kind of the whole point is a celebration of the beer scene. And, you know, Bill, you put it together really nicely when you said that this is kind of like a time capsule of, you know, what the DC beer scene is right now. Is there any goals or anything that you kind of want moving forward? I'm sure this is going to be an incredibly successful week. But is there anything that you all want for the DC beer scene? You know, for you two that are very involved in the DC Brewers Guild, is there anything that we're working towards?
So the DC Brewers Guild took over Beer Week about 3 years ago, and I think we've kind of been trying to get a sense of, you know, what works, what's the best for the DC beer community, and I think that we're starting to hit a spot where we're trying, because we don't necessarily want it to be only about local beer, but we do want to make sure that local beer is valued and a part of what is highlighted as part of Beer Week. So I think, you know, one of the goals for us is just to be sure that there's a nice balance between, you know, the local breweries and what's happening locally, but also, you know, getting the breweries from all over the world, all over the country that are selling their beer here in DC to get excited about that. And I think we're still working on that. So for me personally, I'm the president of the guild. for, you know, and as a representative of the board who really would like to see this, you know, evolve more, and we'd like to see kind of that balance come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, we really appreciate the opportunity. I mean, it is a big fundraiser for the Guild, so the better we do and the bigger that we are, the more resources it will eventually have to, you know, carry out all the duties of the Guild throughout the year, which is to, you know, generally promote the beer and brewing industry here in Washington, D.C., as well as, you know, advocate for favorable policies from the D.C. Council to Congress and to do educational events to help our beer brewing community and all those types of things. So this really is sort of helpful. And, you know, one thing that I like is we're also pulling in partners that aren't just brewers and beer drinkers. We have a couple of great media sponsors in City Paper and On Tap Magazine. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of apps that people can download from Untappd, which they can download to earn badges and things like that for checking into different events throughout the week. We have a new partnership with another app developer called Tapped In,
mm-hmm.
Which is will allow users to also sort of download the app and check in where they are and earn points that are redeemable for prizes and things like that. So that's really a couple of great partnerships that we have. It really is a great big joint effort, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think the nice part about DC Beer Week every year is that it implicitly or explicitly, I think, running through every beer week has been the desire to make new advocates for craft beer in DC.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people realize that they are being turned into advocates or not is kind of an open question, but having great events where people connect with brewers and connect with bar staff and connect with other beer fans really does build affinity around craft beer as a product. And I think one other thing that that Beer Week has done in that way since the series inception is having the educational events.
Mm-hmm.
That craft beer can be really intimidating for folks.
Yeah.
You know, it can be welcoming, but it can also be very intimidating. You look at a beer menu and you see all of these words that you've never seen before and mm-hmm. styles you've never heard of, and you're seeing flavor profiles that you just absolutely never associated with beer, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I very recently went to Maxwell, a wine bar, with Tim Liu. He's the assistant beer director for Neighborhood Restaurant Groups. And the two of us are looking at this wine list. What,
that
Tim Liu?
Sucks, yeah.
I know, he never comes on. He refuses to come on the show. sorry, Tim.
I'm not.
But we.
Tim's been a major sponsor, so I'm going to defend him. He's a heck of a guy, and we really appreciate their support.
But no, we're sitting at Maxwell, and we're looking at the menu, and the two of us are just dumbfounded, and we're like, well, this must be what people feel like when they sit at Church Key and look at the massive beer menu. It's you know, it's hard to dive into it.
But having the educational event series where it is kind of a low barrier to entry, I think, is really important, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone is going to want to go to Boundary Stone and cut their teeth on, you know, super high grav beers.
Yeah.
But getting people in and understanding not just the beer part of it, but kind of the culture around it, the art of beer piece, really important, right? So that you can see that it's more than just drinking the beer, right? That there's other kind of elements,
and that
is super important.
And I went and checked out that exhibit last Friday, and they've done a really beautiful job. Mm-hmm. It's I mean, not only is the space just really beautiful, but the way they've put it together, the way it kind of flows, and the explanations that are there, it's not to be missed for sure.
The Hyrick House is a fantastic partner. They've partnered with us for the past couple years on the educational series, so we're really happy to have them with us again. And, you know, it's amazing the kind of topics that we address. So this year, I don't think we're doing it, but last year, the past couple years, actually, there's been a policy event to get people just to be aware of the local and national issues that breweries are facing, and to really, you know, just, especially in D.C., right? Like, we're such a policy town, and it's really interesting to know what's happening, you know, even locally with beer and, you know, some of the issues we're facing. So, it's just about awareness, really, like building awareness for and the love for the local independent scene. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping always to get more attention and traction within the city.
Because eventually you're going to need to make an ask, right? I mean,
sure.
I mean, whether it's nationally or locally, you're going to have to make an ask of beer fans to either defend breweries or bars, and you want them to be able to say, yeah, you know, I had a great experience with through Beer Week and other kind of events, and yeah, I'm willing to call my legislator about that.
For sure. Well, thank you all for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it. Listeners out there, there are so many different events for DC Beer Week, mm-hmm. and they are so varied, which is really, really mm-hmm. great. So there is definitely something for you out there. If anything, at least go to Lagerfest. I think it's going to be a really big, successful event. You've got so many great people behind this week, so I'm really, really excited. Or, you know, hey, at least go out and buy a six-pack of Solidarity Brew. We've talked about the 8th Street Beer Cellars many, many times, so you know, I'm sure that they'll have that there. Or at Whole Foods, right? Probably?
I'm not sure exactly who's getting some, but I know Craft Beer Cellar does tend to bring in the cool new offerings.
Yeah, so definitely check out Craft Beer Cellar on 8th Street. We had Eric on before on the show. So, cool.
And we'll do a post. We'll try to post to let everybody know where they can find it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I would just encourage people to visit our website at dcbeerweek.net, which has a full listing of all of our events throughout the week. And look for our full-page ads in On Tap Magazine and City Paper as well this week. And they can sign up on the website as well. You can sign up, enter your email address, and you'll get daily newsletters that sort of give you a listing of all the events and things like that. So there's lots of ways to find out where the events are and how to attend.
Excellent. Well, thank you all very much. Listeners, hopefully we see you out at the DC Beer Week events. My name is Sarah Jin. I am your host on Beer Me, Full Service Radio, recording live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.